You know, when it comes to wireless carriers, sometimes what you see isn't always what you get, except with Visible. With Visible, what you see is exactly what you get. If you haven't heard of Visible, well, now you have. They're the wireless carrier that's making wireless visible. It's in the name. With Visible, there are no hidden fees, no fine print, no hassle, nothing to hide. It's just $25 a month, all taxes and fees included. And you don't need more than one line of wireless to save. You can save on a line all to yourself with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. And again, just $25 a month. The future of wireless is here, and it is transparent. If you want more transparency in your wireless plan, you want to be on the Visible plan. Switch to Visible today and save at Visible.com. That's Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com. This episode of GameScoop is sponsored by Squarespace. If you're looking for a way to make your business stand out and succeed online, Squarespace is the all-in-one website platform for you. They take the stress out of creating an awesome website, engaging with your audience, and selling anything from products to content to time, so you're able to focus on, you know, everything else. In other words, you'll have more time for gaming. With the new guided design system, you can choose from curated layouts and styling options to build a unique online presence from the ground up, optimized for every device. And with Squarespace's integrated, optimized SEO tools, you'll show up more often to more people. Squarespace doesn't just make things easier for you. Checkout for your customers is made seamless with simple but powerful payment tools that allow you to accept credit cards, PayPal, and Apple Pay, and in eligible countries, offer the option to buy now and pay later with Afterpay and Clearpay. So whether you're just starting out or looking to expand your existing brand, be sure to visit squarespace.com for a free trial, and when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/gamescoop to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. That's squarespace.com/gamescoop for 10% off. Come get some. Beware,
IGN GameScoop.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Batman Arkham City spoiler cast.
Spoilers!
Greg Miller, Tell everyone why they should not be watching this or listening to this unless they have beaten Batman Arkham City.
Easy, Damon. Of course, ladies and gentlemen, you're either watching or listening to an episode of GameScoop. But it's not an episode of GameScoop. It just showed up in the GameScoop iTunes feeds. This is the show where we talk about the ending, everything that came before it, which I think is called the beginning and the middle of Batman Arkham City. So, if you haven't beaten Batman Arkham City yet, you want to stop this and put it away for a little special time later once you have.
Otherwise, keep it secret. Spoil the whole keep it safe.
Game. Exactly. So now we're in the Kona Trust. Joker dies.
All right, so I was gonna say you've been warned. We're gonna start
just being
spoilers.
Okay,
you're right. Yes, that's a good point. So that's a good starting off point because I think what surprised me most about the game is how many people die.
Really?
That
who else?
In the first one, Batman
who
says
else dies?
There's
Talia?
Always a way. In this one, like three people die.
So, well, he doesn't kill any of the people in it, though.
There's always a way to let everybody
they still die. It doesn't matter. It might break his code of trust of, I don't kill people, I just beat him to death with pipes, but they just barely stay alive.
Yeah.
Yeah, he does.
But people die.
Yeah.
He messes people up. He'll break their spine, he'll break their neck, he'll paralyze them, he'll put them in a coma, but I won't kill
them. He doesn't break their neck?
I don't think he's been breaking necks.
Oh, really? Right. I think he's been breaking necks the whole time.
What he does to people.
Okay, they throw off a roof.
You punch a guy, he falls off a roof.
Well, then, that's you being a bad Batman.
Batman did it in the game. I watched him punch the guy, fell off the roof.
Here's how Ra's not dead. Hugo Strange.
Ra's was
isn't
impaled.
It
yes.
On a fence.
Yeah. You're missing the point, though. You're missing the point. He's got a League of Assassins and a million Lazarus pits. I swear to God, he will be back. Don't sweat it.
Well, okay, but then you could say that about any of them. You could say
exactly.
Like Joker will be back, too.
Matter. That's why
okay,
I mean,
so then there's nothing to talk about, then.
Thank you.
All right, see you guys. Thanks a lot.
No. So I'm not a big comic book fan. Yeah. I love the game. I love the first game. But so I guess I wasn't like familiar like if that happens often then we'll just kill off the superheroes, it's fine. Because they can just come back.
Well, they make a big deal about it in comics, obviously. If you're gonna kill somebody or break somebody's back or put him away, then it's this giant drawn out process. And I mean they killed Batman and they killed Bruce Wayne and they brought him back, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because it turned out Darkseid's Omega Beams didn't kill him. They just sent him back in time.
It's nonsense.
And left a skeleton.
Exactly. Yeah. Left a skeleton there.
So they'll do the same with Joker in the next one. They'll be like, we found the magical wolf serum.
See,
He's that works every time.
Interesting, in this one. So after you fight the Joker at the end, right?
Yeah.
Batman passes out for a considerable amount of time, and he wakes up, and then Joker's all like, ha-ha, Batman stabs him, he drops the serum.
It's happening right behind
him. It's all...
Oh, yeah, this is the end of the game here.
It's all a little bit convenient that Batman passes out like that and then comes back. Now, what I'm thinking is Clayface falls into the Lazarus pit right before that. Mm-hmm. That could be Clayface just doing a trick again. He's all about theater. Joker's crazy, but not stupid. He's not going to stab the hand that's holding the serum that could save his life.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
The Joker's dead.
Here's no, the he's not. I'm convinced.
Well, I have another theory. If Clayface was pretending to be Joker,
yeah.
Maybe Clayface was pretending to be every bad guy.
That is an easy way to get around everybody.
Exactly.
Dying,
yeah. Every single one. He can split himself up into a whole gang.
What did you think when they revealed Clayface? Was that a surprise to you when you played through it?
No, sadly, I reviewed Batman Arkham City, so I got a really detail-oriented NDA of things I couldn't talk about in the review. And so on there, it's like, don't talk about any of these characters. And so when I hadn't seen Clayface yet, and I saw like his face change, I was like, ah, I get it, okay. Mm. But I wasn't expecting them to kill Joker, and I'm glad they did, and because it's something that's so different for the animated series, which is what they're basing everything on, and the fact that they didn't cop out. I was afraid we were going to get through the credits, and then you'd get the, and like, you know.
Oh, my God, speaking of the credits, I loved it when Joker started singing. Yeah, that was so awesome.
Yeah, did you get a cell phone call from him?
It's a voicemail.
It's a voicemail. It said from 3 hours ago,
when you're playing the game, you have a whole bunch of voicemails that stack up from the Joker. So this is just an additional one. If you didn't see him, you didn't see him, but they are there before setting that precedent.
Right.
But, like, I think for sure, like, as soon as I beat the game, and then Destin beat it, like, 2 days later, we got to talk about it, and Destin just kept coming back and like, I have this theory. I'm gonna beat New Game Plus, and there's going to be a different ending. And then I beat New Game Plus, I'm like, there's no different ending. He's like, I'm gonna collect everything. It's gonna be a different ending. I'm gonna collect everything, no different. Like,
still
think it's a great. I mean, look at the scene is so great.
Yeah,
to have Joker just and look. It's just so weird to think about how frail he is compared to Batman.
That's why I didn't like when they get in a fist fight. I don't like that.
Oh, you mean here?
And I like it when you look at characters' bios. For nearly everyone is an expert in hand to hand combat. Yeah. This is like I just can't imagine Joker going hand to hand with Batman.
Well,
I don't buy that.
He fights Joker earlier in the game, and Joker's like, oh,
that
me and these other people.
Yeah.
Well, either way, I think it's better than when they pumped him full of steroids.
It's a way better.
At least that's more believable.
So Clayface is from the animated series.
Correct.
Right?
Well, he's from comics too, but yeah, he's from the animated series. This version, obviously, the big poop pile.
It's based on that, yeah.
Yeah.
But didn't he have this sort of dark man thing where he can only stay as a human being for
that
so
was
long?
The Batman, not Batman.
Duh.
Yeah, animated series.
So this one, he could stay as dead Joker forever if he wanted to.
Yeah. That's not dead Joker. That Batman, like. First
you
off,
can believe what you want on your side.
He passes out. There's so many ways they could ride around.
Detective vision. He wouldn't fall for it again. That's Clayface. There was a check. Now, here's the other thing too that is weird, right? Is that when Batman is Joker dies in the wheelchair or whatever. Harley's crying by him. Batman pushes her out of the way. He scans and it says deceased. Shows no vitals. It's not even reading off the vital machine. It's reading off Joker's body. That was stupid. Detective Vision should have been able to sense a heartbeat on the Joker.
No, that was a dead guy, because later you hear guards talking, and they're like, what happened to Marty? Oh, Joker cut him up and dressed him like a Joker. And they killed...
Yeah, that's why.
It could have just been a pile of clay also.
No, it's not... No, because the clay...
Easily. Detective Vision looks at a pile of clay and it just says deceased. It doesn't know what to do with that. It's a pile of clay.
And you're incorrect too. And I think it might be... Hold on, let me rewind. Oh, here it is.
Oh, is this the...
This is what I'm talking about. If you're not watching the video feed, you should become get an IGN. Mm-hmm. Right there, he gets the Joker, the healthy Joker, off him.
Yeah.
And then the Joker, who is supposed to be deceased, his arms start moving and he gets out of the chair. Watch. That's not Marty. That's really Joker. There you go, Destin. Another wrong theory from Destin Laguerre, everybody.
That might have been earlier, though, when Joker's explaining it to Harley or something.
What do you mean? Batman's right in front of you. This isn't a dress rehearsal. Watch.
When?
Right there. That's Batman.
Oh, okay. And then the guy's moving in the chair.
Yeah.
All right.
Here's how we're going to do it, Harley. All right. I'll get a guy to kill and put it looks exactly like me.
I still think that could have been a clay Batman, though.
I hate you so much. God, I hate you.
That was a very...
Is that saying that was Clayface in that scene?
That was saying the healthy Joker in that scene was indeed Clayface.
And the dead
one
was indeed real Joker. Who was not dead, but for some reason everything said he was.
So why couldn't they just do that again? At the ending. Exact same scenario, just change a few variables, a fake dead Joker again on the ground.
Because then the game wouldn't really be a game anymore. It would just be logical.
Maybe he wanted to get arrested so he could plant a bomb in some homeless guy, and then he comes in and explains
it. Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
That scene where Batman puts it all together and they show those quick flashbacks is very Usual Suspects.
Yeah. But I mean, I don't understand how Batman didn't immediately, like, I guess, unless we're seeing something Batman isn't, you see Joker all screwed up putting it on, and then he turns around, he's healthy, like, it seems like that should have clued Batman in, you know what I mean? Batman knows his rogues gallery, for the most part. This is another interesting thing that I'm going to get off a really nerdy tangent. Why the
Ready
hell did Batman know all about the League of Assassins? knew all about the fact that there was a person who could come back from the dead, but then acted like he'd never heard of the Lazarus. He didn't know what Lazarus was when he was talking to Oracle after beating.
He had a really, really long
day. No, he says he's addicted to the Lazarus Pit Oracle.
Yeah, but when he walks out, he's talking about, yeah, he was using some compound called Lazarus. Blah, blah, blah.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, he did. Yeah.
I was like, why? No, you
apparently, it gives you eternal life.
You knew all that. That's what you told Freeze before you went. I missed that.
Yeah.
Yeah. There you go. It's Batman.
People died. So Talia died.
Talia died too.
That's yeah, Batman's whatever. Lady friend.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of good theory. I mean, in my review, I talk about how I thought some villains didn't get their just rewards, right? They didn't get enough of on-air time for being how big they were. Mm. Roz and Talia are pretty much paramount to that argument. Because, like, first off, Talia is, you know, the mother of Batman's kid. She is the mother of Robin in current DCU continuity. I assume she makes a reference to that one night in Metropolis here, which to me is setting the stage that Damian Wayne has already been around. He's been born. He could be in the next game. Blah blah blah. That's their son. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Wait, they make a reference in this game about when they banged in Superman's town.
Yeah.
Really?
That one night in Metropolis. Yeah. That's all she says. One night in Metropolis or whatever. Yeah. Yeah.
So where's baby Robin now?
I imagine. Well, he gets trained by the League of Assassins, but then he in the comics she eventually
is
drops
a baby.
Him. No, well, he's not a baby. I mean, like, he's, like, 7 years old when he gets dropped off with Bruce.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I thought there was, like, an actual baby Robin.
No. I mean, well...
That would be great.
No, there's not an actual
like
baby Robin.
He's, like, two
years
old.
Yeah.
Of course, wear the costume everywhere.
Please.
But then, like, Roz, you know, is just... First off, I thought totally when I got to the part where... All right, now you're going to prove yourself, detective, that you can take my place. All right, cool, what am I going to do? You're going to glide up and down. Really? Like, this is horrible. Like, it was totally, like, that was the moment I walked in. I was like, oh, they're trying to do the Scarecrow thing again. And the Mad Hatter part does it so much later. Everybody play the Mad Hatter part?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
The Mad Hatter part is awesome. And it's that one quick thing, and I was like, great, that's perfect for who the Mad Hatter is and how he could be a game on his own. But, like, as, like, you know, Batman begins his show, and Ross is this huge force, he should be able to do stuff. And here, he gets, you know, he's just left there to be an old man creepy.
He gives you the glide tutorial.
And then at the very end, he's like, oh, yeah, I was behind everything. Blah, I'm going to kill this guy. Oh, you threw me off something. Blah.
It's either that or you have to learn how to glide over water in the whole game by accident. That's the only time I was ever doing it. Where they're like, hey, you can glide here. Didn't do it. Fell in the water. Mm-hmm. Then I went through the glide tutorial. It was nice. It's nice of him. And then
it was nice of them.
Then he fights you with his circle of ninjas, and you electrocute him.
Dust ninjas.
His dancing circle of ninjas.
Yeah, that's what you're saying. So I actually liked the boss fights in the game. You were saying you weren't.
I mean, I wasn't too wild about them, only because it didn't really feel like there was many of them. Mm-hmm. And I thought a lot of people were going totally crazy over the Freeze fight. Thought it was sort of clever, but you basically get uploaded this list of things that you can kill him with, but it's everything. It's everything you could possibly do.
It's because he has to be, because he does. Everybody's played it.
Yeah, like you put a whoopee cushion down, and he's like, oh, I learned that.
Yeah,
and you're like,
that
oh,
won't
I,
work
I
again.
Might as well throw a bowling ball at him or something like that. And then he's like, oh, wow, you got me. And three more of those, and you've hoodwinked him. You fooled him forever.
We have to. What are you doing?
It's too hot here. I'm sorry.
You're taking. What? That's not okay. Why? Take your shirt off. I'd rather you take your shirt off.
This is not a foot cast.
I took off my sock and shoe.
Okay. Okay. Anyway.
Just one of them.
Anyways, though, no. The Freeze fight is one of the ones where it all depends, I think, on if you play with hints on or off. Because I played it with hints on my first time through, and then they turned it off for New Game Plus. Mm-hmm. But, like, everybody I talked to, like, the people who love the Freeze fight didn't get that whole, like, oh, hey, you got, like, a freaking text message from the back computer. It's like, oh, I figured it out for you. And then it's just images of you doing the things.
Yeah.
So go do those again. And, like, I get the fact that he figures out that I'm using the railing, so he ices the railing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm using the electromagnetic stuff.
Mm-hmm.
He ices that. He's figured out that I sometimes sneak up behind him, so I can never sneak up behind him again.
Yeah, like, or what a lot of people were saying to me, like, I thought it was genius how he was able to track your heat patterns. I was like, well, yeah, that's what every boss in every video game ever has done, without saying that he's tracking your heat patterns.
Mm.
They follow you around.
At least with the Mr. Freeze fight, you can encounter him later. So you beat the crap out of him. He's like, all right, Batman, you win. Go find my wife.
Yeah.
You know? So there's more to that one. With, like, Two-Face, it's like you take out Two-Face. That's it.
Well,
you're not going to see him again unless you have the Catwoman.
Yeah, he's tacked onto the Catwoman. Hey, Perry Schneider, everybody. No, come on, Perry, don't worry. Did you beat Batman yet?
No.
This is the spoiler catch.
Yeah, we're spoiling it, so.
I got sidetracked by Uncharted.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
Uncharted.
I'll beat it, though.
10 out of 10, IGN.com.
Joker dies in that game, too.
Yeah.
I think what I liked about the boss fights is there's really cool cinematic moments. Or I guess, like, when you encounter a penguin and you punch him up in the air. Like, that's so great, right? Like, and that's what people want to see. I thought that was great.
That didn't even really feel like a boss fight though.
But that's what they're supposed to be. You know what I mean? Like that. I mean,
it felt like
I really like the way the penguin was done in that game because I felt like half the game was trying to be like the Dark Knight movies and the other half was trying to be like the comic books. And every time the penguin was around, it was like they got it. They got it perfect. Like all of a sudden you're tiptoeing over ice and there's a giant cartoon shark.
What about Danny DeVito?
He was great. Okay, he was great.
I prefer Danny DeVito's penguin.
I like the fact that this is a Nolan North voice who's Drake, and he's also every thug in this game. But every thug talks, and like, oh, it's Nathan Drake. But like, there's
Nolan
like,
North was the penguin?
Yeah,
I didn't know that.
There's like a few times where you cast like a laugh, you're like, wait a second.
Wow.
Is that him? Yeah.
That's awesome.
He did really
ever since they revealed his character design where he had like the Coke bottle bash into his face, I always thought it looked awesome.
Yeah, agreed.
Yeah, it was cool.
But
I wish the shark looked a little less cartoony. The shark it was like a big cartoon shark.
It's so ridiculous.
The crappy movie shark.
Like who has a live shark in a museum?
Oh, well, who has a giant pool in a museum?
They could have flooded it. That makes sense. But how do you get a shark in there? Like when you walk in the museum and all of a sudden there's the fake dinosaur swings towards you and he's like rah, and he breaks. Mm-hmm. You're like, all right, I see that. And you look around. There's exhibits and stuff like that. But then there's a giant real shark in the basement.
Yeah.
And he's just swimming around. And he just can't stand when people walk on the ice a little too loud. He's like, guys, I'm trying to sleep in here. I will eat the first thing at sight that walks on the ice.
I got sharp things to do down here.
Yeah. Mm. And then you unfreeze all the cops, and they're just like, oh, thanks, Batman. And you just leave them there. Yeah. And what, they're going to go swim across the water and with no health, and a shark's not going to eat them?
Well, yeah,
there's a fresh cop floating in the water.
My favorite is, like, there's one when you go into Wonder City, and there's that nurse, and she's like, oh, it's not even Wonder City, whatever. There's this nurse you run into, I think, when you have to punch out the underground deal, and she's like, you're like, all right, hide. I'll send help. And then you double back like 4 hours.
I know, and she's
like,
still there.
Oh, Batman, you did come back. And I'm like, oh, yeah, just like I planned it.
And then he tells her to hide. He's just like, oh, keep hiding here.
You're really good at hiding.
There's 10 snipers in the room right next door. I'm going to go take them out. And she's just like cowering back there.
Yeah.
I thought that was good.
See, like, for most of the bosses in Batman, right, like, they're all... Zaz is just a serial killer. Penguin's just some fat dude.
Mm-hmm.
Like, fighting them is never supposed to be the battle. It's rarely that Batman's up brawn versus brawn, right?
Yeah.
It's usually him having to outthink a million dudes.
It's always these elaborate, insane schemes that they set up that he has to kind of unravel.
Yeah.
Which, I appreciate that they kind of did that this time around. I mean, there weren't a lot of boss fights, but it didn't feel like the video game part of me was like, oh man, there needs to be a boss fight. Like, every hour, there's these big things I'm going up against. But in this game, it was kind of paced out, so I was like, cool. I got it. Keep going.
And like that was one of my favorite. Here we're showing over here the Hugo Strange fight.
Oh, the codes in this game are awesome. By the way,
right.
Like the code to the museum was like dinosaurs or something like that. How do I get in the laboratory? Oh, secret.
Oh yeah, and this one is Rogue Savior, right? Or Gotham Savior?
Yeah.
I thought that was
that
really.
Took me a while to figure out.
That's the passcode.
This happens, and I was like, oh crap! Is he gonna fight me? Is he gonna throw himself?
I was worried about that.
Super suit? No, it's just you punch him in the face and break his dumb glasses. And like that's what I like. I like the fact that they the boss battles that you had for the most part weren't like this. It was like, I finally got here. I finally got past all your thugs. Now I'm gonna kick your ass like this and not have to worry about it.
Uh-huh.
Except for like Solomon Grundy, who like Batman. Oh, that's another interesting one. Like Penguin's just like, I found him when he was down here and I reanimated. Batman's like, that's all I need to know to rip his heart out of his chest. He can't be a living being. It's fine.
It's like, oh, I gotta punch those three manholes until the bugs come out. Got it. Dead.
What do we think of Bane? Bane's role in the game.
Oh, like how he teams up with you, kind of.
And then betrays you.
Well, you just pretty much lock him away.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I kind of liked it. Like, it was interesting to see, like, a bad guy work with you, and then he's like, ha-ha, I tricked you, and you're, like, locked. Like, because you lock him in the room, and then he just blows the shit.
I do like that the way they introduced his character was he was like, oh, man, I don't want anyone to have the drugs that I have. Like, we have to shut down the whole city. We have these drug tanks that could turn 5 other people into me's. And I don't want that to happen, so just go take care of it. He's basically like a steroid dealer who doesn't want anyone else having
things. No competition,
yeah.
I liked it, and I think it points to the fact that, Arkham City is cool about the fact that they do introduce characters from Arkham Asylum, but you don't, other than the Joker, you don't really fight them again, right?
Right.
Like, the Bane thing, I was like, am I going to have to dodge him again and then get on his back and pull it in? It's like, oh, no, I'm going to lock him in the elevator shaft.
And Poison Ivy's just kind of like, I'm gonna hang out in my flower
exactly.
shop.
Hey, oh, my gosh. I never encountered Poison Ivy.
Oh, really? Did you not play the Catwoman stuff?
No, I haven't played the Catwoman stuff.
There you
go.
That's
pretty much the only time you see her.
Exactly. Mm. It's the only time, yeah. Because when I first played it for review, the codes weren't live yet for Catwoman. So my first playthrough was out, and at one point I was exploring, and I saw this place that was overgrown with Platinum. I'm like, oh, what? Is that just a gimmick?
Well, she played such a big part of like the last third of the first game, so that you thought that at some point at least she'd come springing back, there'd be flowers everywhere and stuff like that.
Well, I mean, that's the interesting thing, right? That like when I finished it, I was like, oh, it's cool, but it's like I never saw Killer Croc, I never saw Scarecrow.
You actually can see those.
I know. I saw it on IGN on your wiki, like all these little references. Scarecrow's got this like broken down ship that he's using as a testing subject,
and you can hack into it, get in there, and then see there's like some guy who's been dosed with fear toxin.
Yeah.
And, you know, see the shipping manifest that said it went to Dr. Crane.
Yeah, and then Killer Croc has his own area.
Yeah, where after you fight Roz, you can go, like, if you go the wrong way, you get to this thing and you hit this button and Killer Croc comes out. He's like, get out of here, Batman, and, like, kind of yells at you. It's a really
get off my
moment.
Lawn, basically.
Yeah, basically.
Well, that was his role in the first game. He's like, you're too loud up there.
He's just like that shark.
Yeah, just like the shark.
He makes an interesting call because, obviously, at this point in the game, Batman's still dying or whatever. And, you know, when he got introduced in Arkham Asylum, Killer Croc's like, I smell you, Batman, I have your scent. And this time he's like, the scent of death is on you.
When Batman was in the sewer collecting the gummy berry juice for 45 minutes.
Yeah. He's just like, I smell the scent of death on you, I'll just wait and eat your corpse. Mm-hmm. All right, cool. That's interesting, that's a good one.
Good to have that lingering fear right in the back of my head.
But that's the great thing about it is that there's so many little things in the game. Yeah. Like, with the big one, the pregnancy test.
The pregnancy test, yeah.
Joker has knocked up Harley, most likely. That is awesome. Yeah. There's a pregnancy test there. Right?
Isn't that weird, though?
What?
I mean, so Joker's like decayed and dying and diseased.
Yeah.
And she slept with him?
She loves him. That's true love, Damon.
Yeah.
Everyone likes Damon.
If you look like that, I still sleep with you.
No, I mean, I love you, Greg, but not if you were, if you looked like the Joker did there.
That's why the next game is going to be about baby Robin Ninja versus the rotting clown, baby. See what happens. They can duke it out.
Let's see what else we got to show here. What's ending B?
That's the Catwoman alternate ending.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's great.
Either that or it's just the same thing.
It looks like it might be the same thing.
What about Robin in the game? Like, so in the story,
the downloadable content or just his guest appearance?
Yeah, so his guest appearance is just, it's really short, right? Mm-hmm. He just shows up for that one moment.
Hey, I'm Robin, here's your thing, bye.
Batman, like, sends him off.
And that sucked, because I'm a big, you know, fan of the continuity, so I was like, you know, they made a big deal about revealing him, I want him to be a part of it, I want Tim Drake to do something, and like, no, he's challenge maps only for you to play as, but then in the game, he just shows up, and he's like, oh yeah, here's your line launcher. All right, I'll see you later.
Yeah.
And then Batman's like, get the hell out of here.
Yeah, I know,
what are
right?
you doing here?
Yeah, I was like, no, I wanted something cool. I wanted to be more engaged in him. And like, you watch these missions. First off, if you haven't played his challenge maps because you haven't gotten them from Best Buy, plenty of videos up on IGN. But they're not straight up normal challenge maps. They're not used drop in them. They're this side scrollingness.
Yeah, which I thought was really cool. Really cool to break it up. Like, I'm like, oh, a new perspective to like kind of take on thugs. And you can still do all the regular combos and everything. But with this one, it's a side scroller, and you fight Black Mask at the end, which is kind of cool because we've seen him referenced throughout the whole game. And then on his other ones, it's like, you know, a Predator map, and he has all these unique weapons. Like, instead of you having a line launcher, you have a line launcher. It's called a zip kick. You shoot him, and then you rocket toward him and kick him in the face.
Mm-hmm.
And you can put bombs on people, run away, and then detonate them at any time. So it's actually on the person.
Nice.
So those are pretty neat.
See, it's cool.
And he has a bullet shield thing on his bow.
Yeah, okay, whatever.
I really like the Robin stuff.
I like it, too. It's cool, and it gives me hope for what Nightwing will be.
Mm-hmm.
But I would totally cash all that in and not want any more dumb challenge maps if I got 4 missions in Arkham City.
Mm.
Like, I really hope now that they have them, they're doing something with that, like they do with Catwoman, because the Catwoman is so cool.
Like, they'll let you actually run around the game with him.
And
that's
like,
the
I
thing.
Mean, like, the Catwoman...
Because this is cool. This is, you know, it's like Final Fight or Double Dragon,
yeah.
but you want to take this guy to the city.
Exactly.
You know,
the Catwoman missions
around.
Happen, you know, concurrently with the story. Why not? What was Robin's mission to getting to Batman to give him the line launcher slash getting...
It's worth it alone, too, just to play as, like, a character like Catwoman, because it just plays completely different than Batman. I mean, I wasn't a total fan of the way she kind of just... run around the city like a sticky ball on a rope or something
weird.
Like that. But it was just cool to see a different way to traverse this place and interact with it.
It always made me happier to get back to being Batman.
Yeah.
Because I loved it, but I'm like, oh, great, finally I can just zip around.
It's like, great, I'm stuck
like
to the
weird.
Ceiling with my dumb claws. I'm like, yeah,
Greg, we have a comment here from Chris Wang.
Do we? Good name.
It's from Melbourne.
Look at me.
It's from Melbourne.
Hey, Chris Wang.
Australia.
Oh,
says he's a big fan. I got a question about Batman. Wants to know our opinion. Many people have noted that the single player of Arkham City is not as tight as the original due to the open world nature of the game, because of the fact that the side missions can break whatever pace the main story had you going at.
Yeah.
In your opinion, which do you prefer?
Oh.
That's a good question
for all of us.
Yeah.
We prefer the tightly confined area of Arkham Asylum or the wide open space of Arkham City where you can get distracted easily.
It's a little of both. I mean, I thought it was kind of ridiculous how many times you went through the same 5 places in the first one, And then they're just like, now it's covered in flowers. And you're like, yeah. All right, this is kind of boring.
Arkham City like really isn't that big, right?
No, it's not.
Like, the map isn't really that big. I mean, it's probably not that much bigger than Arkham Asylum was.
Yeah,
in the game,
you have
right?
a giant cordon off area you can't go into.
Exactly.
So it just makes this U that you can get around really quickly and do stuff. But then, I personally like Arkham City better, and I think it comes down to a way Mr. Wang plays. Because, like, when I played it, I pretty much ignored side missions. Because, like, I'm dying.
I don't know how you did that.
Protocol 10 is coming. I mean, I started most of them. Like,
I was talking about this with Damon, but, like, the mission where you have to go disable the Penguin's transmission towers or
yeah.
whatever.
Mm-hmm.
There's a guy who's a political prisoner, and he's somewhere near the museum.
Oh
and he's
my
just
God.
Going, hey, help! Help me! Hey! And you're like, I'm trying to, let me find this thing. I got to block the communications. And he's like, hey! Get like, I'm like, come on!
This guy's
you're
doing things.
He's like, come on, all right, fine. And you go down, and it's like, phone's ringing.
Exactly,
like,
yeah,
like,
that's
I
exactly.
got to answer the phone. And somebody was like, oh, you don't have to answer the phone. Like, it's a phone! You have to answer it. So then you run across the whole city, and he's like, well, here's a story about when I was a kid. Well, there's another phone you might have to find. God damn it, I just want to get in this museum, and I can't.
Yeah, I ignore all that till the very end.
Yeah, I can't do that.
I like having all that stuff at the end, like, things to go do still, even after the main
yeah.
storyline is done. And I thought that for keeping the story cohesive, it was like, if I was Batman and a phone was ringing, I would ignore the phone. I'm like, I'm busy right now. I don't know that I need to answer that phone. It's what I would do.
The way I play games is I usually do side missions first, as they pop up before I do main like mission stuff.
Yeah, I'm easily distracted. So if I'm in the middle of a mission, I see something cool going on, I'm compelled to do it. Which
what?
Is why the Riddler challenges kind of killed me.
Oh, Riddler
like
challenges.
A lot of them, you're just like, how did you get there? You don't have a line launcher. You don't have sticky grenades, and you don't have like all this stuff. Like so, it kind of broke me. But I'm going to go back and find them all. Yeah. I have to.
We have videos for them. I just had to do it twice.
Yeah, shout out to his guide because it's amazing.
Yeah.
Go check out IGN's guide for Arkham City if you're
please
stuck.
Please only do the collectibles one time, because if you have to do them twice like I did, it's
in case you haven't finished the game yeah. yet, in which, why are you here?
The Riddler stuff is really cool, though, so if you do actually go through, you do encounter the Riddler at the end, like, face-to-face. You don't, like, hear a phone call where he gets arrested, like, in the first one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. You mess with him, too. What you do is kind of cool.
Nice.
Awesome.
So, yeah.
Sebastian wants to know how long the single player is to 100% completion. Like, you've done it multiple times.
I'm still working on it.
Oh, okay. So you haven't 100%?
I'm at, like, 78%. Oh, jeez. For the single player? Well, you have to do the combat maps and the predator challenges to 100% it.
Mm-hmm.
To 100% the single player, just the single player, 20 hours.
That's, yeah.
Yeah.
That's with what he's saying.
With the
side
missions,
oh, okay.
with,
yeah,
with the main campaign.
Oh,
okay. Yeah.
But then we need to add challenge missions.
And then all the Riddler stuff,
maps.
That counts towards 100%. So.
Right, yeah.
And I'll say by the end, you have to play New Game Plus. New Game Plus was like such an awesome, like, oh, man, like there's no bat sense or anything tingling above my head. And then you actually felt like Batman. I actually started using trying to time my combos so I wasn't just swinging away and I was actually getting them up so I could use Batarangs to take them out. Because it's so hard with so many different types of enemies. You need that extra second of, all right, at least one of guys down, let's move on to this and take out this shield gun.
Did they ever really explain why you start off with a ton of your items in the first game, but there are some that you just don't have? Like the line launcher you don't get until halfway through.
You can only carry so much stuff. You know,
is that what it is?
You don't know what you're getting into.
He was carrying plenty of stuff at the end of the last game.
I like it.
You remember his suit got shot from space this time.
That's true.
Is it after the fight with Ra's al Ghul where he gets the sword?
Yeah.
And he's like, whoosh, yeah. And he's just had a
sheath sword now.
The whole time.
Like
just a place to put a sword is on his belt.
You
never know when
yeah.
you're going to find a sword.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Always be prepared. We haven't talked about Calendar Man.
We haven't.
Oh, that was cool.
Yeah, it was cool. Destin totally blowing how to do it. So it's
I figured it out.
Calendar Man is in the basement of the courthouse. You can see him, like, he's like the first like little Easter egg most people find because you get done with that Two-Faced Catwoman stuff. And then as you walk out, you hear him and you can go down there and look at him. And they told us ahead of time that, you know, if you go there every month, he's going to have a specific holiday where he killed somebody and did something bad. You can come back on that date and you'll get a special, talking to about what it was. So I ignored it during my playthrough, and Destin came over one day and he's like, man, I got all the Calendar Man missions done. I'm like, oh, yeah. And he's like, yeah, the only tough one was Dog Days of Summer. Like, I didn't know. He said something about dogs. I'm like, oh, okay, cool. Thanks, man. And I'm like, I went to look at his, I was like, I'm going to go check that and see if I, and see how, I'll set it to Halloween because I knew that was coming up. So I said to Halloween, I went to
you set the clock in your PS3.
Yeah,
you
can't.
Okay.
I 360, you can do it too.
Yeah.
Cheaters.
But I went down there and I listened to him talk and I just turned Batman and there's this giant calendar with all these days circled on every month. all the holidays you need to do.
Yeah.
So
I didn't know that.
Destin didn't know. Okay. He's like listening to clues and jotting down notes. And
like, I was like, this is so cool because you actually got to figure it out like using your Google or whatever.
Figure out.
And then Greg's like, there's a big calendar with all the dates.
I was more worried about you putting in your guide being like, oh, I cracked them for you. And all
break out your pen and pad, kids.
Yeah, I was waiting for the Halloween to come up, but I didn't think that you could just change your.
Yeah, well, I wanted the trivia, so I'm intro.
So what happens? He just describes the murder?
Yeah, he describes what he did on that day, and then once you've seen them all and you come back, there's something to see.
And it's just audio.
Cast. I mean,
we can all right, fine. If you go back and see
it, just hanging.
Yeah, he's hung. He's gotten out. And he's
what are you here for? Of course.
Yeah.
He escaped and hung a guy there.
Yeah.
It's nasty.
How about that Catwoman just being sexy, huh?
It shows a lot of cleavage.
Yeah.
Spoilers, wasn't that an Asian dude?
No, that was Harley Quinn, if you're thinking.
Okay.
But no, and he only did a little bit of it.
Of the mocap?
Yeah.
Okay. So spoil Catwoman's story for me. Is she just going after Two-Face?
Yeah, that's her whole thing. Like she
wants her loot.
Yeah, she's going after the loot and Two-Face stuff. She gets caught by Poison Ivy because she needs Poison Ivy's help. She gets released.
There's a lot of side talk in this game about which gang these guys want to join. Mm. People are like, oh man, I don't want to dress up like a clown. Yet there's one gang in the game who is totally willing to burn half their bodies.
Well, they weren't.
No, they're wearing masks.
That was masked.
Yeah.
That was really convincing.
Good
masks.
You like them?
Yeah. It was really good. Really good mask work. I thought they were just like, all right, you know what? We're joining Two-Face. Stick your face in the acid. Singeing out. I'm gonna burn half this suit.
Yeah.
Gotta show loyalty.
Yeah. And at the end, he's like, no, you know, we're all going to Penguin's gang. Like, god damn it.
You would join Penguin's gang?
I would join Penguin's gang, I think.
Why?
They don't have anything really to, like, I gotta hang out in the,
with the shark?
I gotta hang out in the smelting factory.
Yeah, right, the
Joker. I gotta wear dumb masks. Just
eat raw fish and stuff like that.
Exactly. He doesn't seem like that cartoony. He seems like he's a decent guy.
The Penguin I know just eats raw fish.
Well, I know, but I don't think it's good. I don't think Nolan North one did.
You think you would have a steak around that shark?
The Penguin a lot of paperwork to like make him rich again.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Some paperwork.
Yeah, the iceberg lounge was there, so he was a businessman at one point.
Brian and I are gonna join Ra's al Ghul's gang because you just hang out with Ninja Girls.
Yeah,
all day.
That's it. So easy.
There's no men in that gang because they killed them all.
We're gonna make
you
exceptions
would be the ones
for
that
us.
That would change that forever.
You would not hang in. You would not last 1 minute
with a bunch of ninja
with the al Ghul.
Yes, I would. Yes, I would. Their whole culture is predicated on drinking chemicals. I would love to work with them.
I'm taking baths. Your whole culture is against that.
Go easy on Italians. They were a gang in that game, too. You just haven't found them yet. Spoilers!
The West Side Story gang. Yeah. I guess they were Puerto Ricans.
Those were Puerto Ricans, yeah.
There you go.
I guess we're all the same to you.
Yeah, you're right.
I think that's... Well, we have any other...
Sequencer stuff at the end, I guess. That's the only other thing.
Which stuff was that?
After you beat the game, if you bust out your cryptographic sequencer anywhere, and you tune it to like certain locations, you'll hear like 1, 17, 12, and if you write it all down, it says like, I'm not really dead, Batman.
No shit, really?
Yeah, and there's 4 of them, or 3 of them.
What?
Yeah.
3 for the amount of supervillains that died?
No, like, yeah. So, and like, I'm your darkest nightmare, Gotham. And stuff like that.
All right, so I guess.
Oh man, you could have told us that a half an hour ago and saved the whole show.
The one kickoff is, I mean,
he's not dead.
Where's the next game? What's the next game doing?
He references so many times in
Jungle.
The game. I'm sending it back to the Batcave. I'll get it tomorrow. He literally says tomorrow.
Yeah.
So, the next day after Gotham City is done, and you know, we got the pregnant girl running around with Joker's baby.
Yeah.
And you know,
she's not gonna be a very good mom.
There's a lot of references to what could happen next.
Very whiny.
Yeah, I don't think it'll be next day. I think they'll jump ahead. Because even you figure at the end of Arkham Asylum, Batman, they say Two-Face has got doing this, and Batman goes, I'll go get him. Mm-hmm. It's not like that's not a pickup, right? You figure you want to let the baby percolate, or grow, whatever they call it.
Percolate?
Yeah. You got to let Damien percolate, so you get a little bit bigger there. And then...
Baby Ninja.
Well, yep. Baby Ninja. Yeah. But then I think it's gonna be a Hush game, and I hope it is a Hush game.
Oh yeah,
and mean
Hush.
Is
such a great character.
Oh, I don't know.
This is one of the side quests.
Okay.
Yeah, did you run into the identity theft killer? He's leaving bodies with no faces.
Oh yeah, so I encountered some of that, but didn't complete it.
All right, well, if you finish it, spoilers, it's Hush, and I don't know if you know who he is. So
I don't
that much. All right, he's this new-ish Batman villain in terms of the giant lore. He's great. Hey Tyreek, what's up? Make a thumbs up.
Good.
Yeah, I think we're good. We're about to wrap up.
Oh, yeah.
You're recording a spoiler.
Knock a boot star. But yeah, I hope it'll be Hush. Hush is a great character. I mean, right now, I mean, if you start setting it up that way, right? If you had a game that's Hush, Damian Wayne and then whatever's happened with Harley and a baby Joker or whatever. That's cool.
Well, the Hush stuff kind of bugs me because, like, A, he has a Jigsaw face. When he talks, he's like, hey, I'm hot. Like, he sounds like he's messed up. And, well, like, his face is clearly patched together by, like, five dead faces.
It's Thomas Elliot, and he is a master surgeon, all right? I assure you there will be no scars. He's finally perfected the Bruce Wayne fist.
And his voice, is that all healing, too?
Well, we all saw Face Off, and we saw how easy that it is to put a chip here and sound like John Travolta. It'll be fine.
Fair enough.
Well, listeners and viewers, thank you for joining us for this Batman Arkham City spoiler cast. It's presented as part of the GameScoop podcast. The GameScoop podcast shows up on IGN every Friday. You can subscribe to it in iTunes for more of this good-hearted video game chat. If you have any questions of your own, like the questions you're reading out today, you can email us here, gamescoop@IGN.com. Now I have to break the fourth wall and stand up and turn off the camera.
Okay.
But thank you for joining us here, Greg, Dustin, Brian. Thank you to all of you.
Thanks.
Should I go now?
Joker's dead.
Here I go.
That's Damon.
Joker's this dead. Joker's dead. Here. Joker's dead. House. Joker's dead. Come get some. Beware,
I live. IGN GameScoop.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Buntwine, erstwhile monk turned traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Buntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.